In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Those words from our Gospel reading. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. The problem of anxiety has become a major problem, of course, of our time. There are so many forms of anxiety. Anxiety about the delicate balance of nature, green issues, ecology, preserving the Earth's precious resources, young people suffering from mental health issues, anxiety about being unemployed, and if employed, pressure and stress at work, health issues with people living longer, who will look after us in the years to come? Anxiety about children growing up with the issues of drug abuse, dangers of misuse of technology and grooming issues. The list is endless. And now, of course, we can add to that the coronavirus. But I think if we put our trust in God, do what Public Health England tell us, keep washing our hands, although I was told there isn't one bottle of gel to be bought in Brighton or Hove, I'm sure we'll all be fine. It's really a matter of keep calm and carry on and be sensible. But of course, a lot of people are anxious, and perhaps rightly so. Our Lord seems to be saying, do not give way to anxiety about the things of life, but look up to God in faith, and he will provide. As Christians, we know what we should do with anxious thoughts and worries when they seem to overwhelm us. We take them to God in prayer. But how many of us have done this, perhaps, in our morning prayer time, handed them over to God, left them at the foot of the cross, asked God to deal with them? But if we're honest, by supper time, we've taken them back again, or sometimes by lunchtime, we've taken them back again. It's very difficult sometimes to let go and let God, let him actually deal with our worries and our concerns. Perhaps it should be said here that Jesus is not condemning foresight, but anxiety. He exercised, of course, foresight himself for the immediate future. He made provision by means of the bag of money that Judas had for their daily needs. He provided the disciples to, after the resurrection, to carry on the work of the church. God obviously rules over foresight. The importance of the warning about over-anxiety is obvious, for the warning is said three times in that short passage. Of course, we know that anxiety can cause physical problems as well as mental difficulties. Foresight and provision are neither condemned nor forbidden. It is over-anxiousness which distracts and distresses, which Jesus wants to rule out. In St. John's Gospel, Jesus says, "Set your troubled hearts at rest. Trust in God always, trust also in me." To our Lord, over-anxiety appeared to be one of the chief enemies of the life of the Spirit, an evidence of the lack of trust in God. Christ tells us to live one day at a time. I think sometimes we find that easier said than done, but that's what he says, live one day at a time. He would like us to devote our time and energy to dealing with the day's trials and troubles as they arise and not muddling them up with tomorrow's problems. Quite often we do find that difficult to actually achieve. But Charles Spurgeon once said, "Anxiety does not empty tomorrow of its sorrows, but only empties today of its strength." Anxiety does not empty tomorrow of its troubles, but only empties today of its strength. We are guilty of over-anxiety when we allow cares to dominate us. This, of course, is often mainly in the area of bodily needs, of food, of clothing, of shelter, and of money. All these, of course, are necessary, but they're not to be given the first place. Worry, then, is that fruitless and useless activity of the mind which has no really good outcome. We can be sure that our Lord does not command freedom from anxiety merely that we may have a relaxed blessing of peace all the time. He condemns it because it can dominate our mind and keep our thoughts from the vital matters of life. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and these things will be added to you. Jesus said, surely life is more than food and body more than clothing. Not once did Jesus teach that once we accept him as Lord and Saviour, we'd never ever have another anxiety or we'd always be at peace. He didn't say that. But he did say, God loves us and will meet our needs when we place our lives in his hands and trust him. When Jesus had anxious thoughts, he looked away from himself to God. Even the anguish in the Garden of Gethsemane, he did that and called God my Father at a time when it must have felt, though, a loving Father might have led him in a less agonizing path. In the fret and sometimes turmoil of the present age, there should be for us a time when we contemplate God, we meditate on his word, and place our anxious minds in his greatness and in his love. As we approach Lent, it is good to set aside more time to be still and know that I am God. In our busy lives, it is good to take time to appreciate the beauty of nature. Do we ever really stop and look at the snowdrops or the buds coming on the trees? Are we always in such a rush and hurry to move on to the next thing? Jesus could see such beauty and peace in nature and use the things of the earth to illustrate his teaching. The lilies of the field, the birds of the air, the fig tree, the harvest and sower, and many more. The contemplation of God in nature is a stern rebuke and remedy in our age of anxiety. God can deal with every situation that makes us worried and anxious if we let go and let God. There were two women who were talking during the Blitz in London. They were neighbours, and one said to the other, I am so tired, I've had so little sleep, I don't know what I'm going to do. How do you manage? And her friend said, well, actually, I sleep extremely well. So she said, well, how do you manage that? And she said, well, I commit my life into God's hands each night as I go to bed. There's no point in both of us staying awake. So I sleep really, really well. God always knows a way through our worries and anxieties, if only we would listen and be guided by him. Thankfulness, faith, and trust is what God asks of us. He wants us to be reassured. Psalm 139 is a great remedy for anxiousness. It speaks of God's knowledge of us in every detail. O Lord, you have searched me out and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. And in the final verse, search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. We all have anxious thoughts about tomorrow. We all need reassurance that we are worrying unnecessarily. There was a vicar who went to see a church member who'd gone into hospital for an operation. Not untypically, he found that when he arrived in the ward, the operation had been delayed for a day. And in fact, the member of his flock had only just come back from theatre and was not fully with it, as the effects of the anaesthetic hadn't worn off. The vicar promised the patient that he would return the next day and see how he was. When he returned the next day, he asked him, do you remember me coming to see you yesterday? Yes, replied the man. I vaguely recall seeing you, rather indistinctively, and thinking, I don't think I can be in heaven because there's the vicar. I felt very reassured. It is good to thank God each day for his many blessings. Could any act be more likely to dispel our anxious feelings than to affirm thankfully what God has done in the past? For God has not changed and will meet all our needs now and in the future. If by God's help, in the power of the Holy Spirit, we meet today's problems and anxieties, we may be certain that the same help will be available by which we can meet tomorrow's, if they arise. How many of us worry about things that might never happen? We spend so much time and energy sometimes worrying about next week, the week after, what's going to happen. And in actual fact, sometimes it doesn't happen. And you think, gosh, I really did waste an awful lot of time worrying about that thing. I think the words from one of my favourite hymns sums it up. Drop thy still dews of quietness till all our striving cease. Take from our souls the strain and stress, and let our ordered lives confess the beauty of thy peace. So, dear Lord, help us to be concerned about the things we can change and influence. Help us to place into your hands the things we cannot. And may we be reassured by all the good things we have received at your hand and the visible beauty of the world around us, which you have created, and that you are a very real presence in our lives today and forevermore. Amen.